Hey guys, so this is Jane from the Rich Mindset 101. This is the first episode going live, and I wanted to give you guys a backstory on who I am, where I'm coming from, what the heck these podcasts are going to be about. So I wanted to start a series and a couple of episodes focused on mindset. And to do that, I want to give you my story, and hopefully you can see where I'm coming from and where this episode is going to lead. So I come from a pretty traditional background. I'm assuming you guys will all be able to relate to this, but I'm coming from parents where they believe that education equals success. So in other words, if you go to school, you get a good grade, go to a great university, get a good job, you'll get a 9-to-5 desk job that pays you a certain amount of money every single month. That was success to my parents, and for the best part of my life, I followed it. You know, I went to school, I got a degree in business studies, I went straight into my master's, got a degree in wealth management. And my path was just to go down the investment banking route. And I was applying to a bunch of investment banking jobs. I think I applied to every single investment bank within Canary Wharf and London Bridge within London. I applied to all of them. And I got rejected from all of them. So, yeah, welcome to life. So if I back up a bit, my goals were pretty similar to my parents, where it was, yes, I'd go to school and I'd get a job and I would work at that job for about 5 to 7 years, save up as much money as I can, and then start my own business. In what? I have no idea. I had no clue, but I knew that in 5-7 years time, I was going to quit my job and go on this venture of starting my own business and being financially free, making an insane amount of money and fulfilling all the desires that I had, which didn't work out, as I quickly realized after my master's degree. I was applying to all sorts of jobs, couldn't get into investment banking. I was not the top of the crop. So that was a pretty low moment for my life. It was actually the lowest moment of my life. It was the worst year of my life because I was unemployed. I was unemployed for about 9 months after I finished my master's degree. And I felt worthless. I felt like an idiot. You know, like I couldn't do a basic job, even though I had studied 4 years for it. You know, that had now gone down the drain for some reason. So, I mean, what any graduate would do at that point is just apply to any and every single job out there. I didn't care what it was. I was going to apply for it because at this point, I no longer cared about going into banking. Now my priority was I need an income. I need to make money. I need to live. So I applied to all sorts of jobs. All sorts. I mean, I applied to jobs I was no way qualified for. And eventually, months after month of questioning my purpose in life, of questioning my skills, of, you know, asking myself, what in the world am I good at? How am I going to use the stupid degree that I'm now in debt for? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to make money? How is this going to help me stay on track for saving enough money to start a business? How am I going to do this? Eventually, I landed a job in consulting. And I became a technology consultant, which is actually not as it sounds. It's basically management consulting, but they just gave us a fancy name. I don't know why. I have no expertise in coding or whatever, or computer engineering. So there you go. Got a consulting job, so yay. I was very happy. I was very ecstatic. I was going to earn some money and I was going to get some experience. So great. My path to success was still on track. And I, funnily enough, actually, I went back into banking through consulting, because our clients are banks, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I thought, thank goodness I did not get into banking, because this is shit. I hated it so much that I actually switched industries and I went into pharmaceuticals instead. And I had better success in pharmaceuticals. My colleagues were happy that I was making progress. My line manager was ecstatic that I was taking an interest in the company and I was becoming more involved and whatever, and going to all the socials and whatnot. But all in all, in my mind, there was still this thing of I need to make money so I can leave. That was always the plan. I'm here to make money to leave. That's it. I was not going to stay here for 20 years. There's no way I'm going to do that. You know, I had my aim. My aim was to make money, to make so much money that I can quit my job, to make so much money that I can travel the world, that I can work from wherever it is in the world, you know, that I don't have to be tied down to a desk, that I don't have to wake up when my boss wants me to wake up, so that I don't need permission from my managers to go on holiday, so that my holiday is not restricted to, what, 28 days in a year? I didn't want that life. And you'd have to live it over and over, year by year, all the way until you're 65, and then you get freedom, and then you get to do what you want. No, that's ridiculous. That is honestly an insane plan. Whoever came up with that, forget whoever came up with that. Why in the world do people accept that? Why is that the standard? Why is that such a normal life? And why do people accept it as their own life? That was not going to be my story. That's not what I wanted. I wanted to live. I wanted to be freer. I wanted to wake up whenever I wanted, whenever I my body felt like. And I wanted to read. Then maybe take a walk. Then maybe solve a problem somewhere, either a business problem or a project that I personally want to work on. You know, I have a passion for learning. I really like learning about all sorts of things, but more than that, I really like solving problems. And I want to spend my free time doing so, but I can't do that with work. It's just in the way. I want to work on projects that matter. Projects where I'm able to actually, one of my bigger, much bigger goals is to actually change the educational system and the way we teach children how to learn. I don't think it's effective. I don't think it's efficient. And I think it's holding a lot of people back in poverty, which is not necessary. If you showed these kids a different way of thinking, a different way of doing things, then they wouldn't need to rely on a bloody certificate. They would not need to rely on a certificate to actually get a job, to actually make a living. So anyways, I was on this right trajectory for work. Line manager was happy. Colleagues thought I belonged with them. But all in all, I was just thinking, you know, how can I get out of this? How can I get out of this life? You know, it's not really a 9-to-5 because we're not counting the commute. If you count the commute, then it becomes a 7-to-7, most likely for some of you. Leaving us with the evening times to spend that are really our time. So basically most of our lives is someone else's, is on someone else's time. It's not on our time. So I started searching and searching for other means to make money, you know, and I kept on coming across online businesses. And during my time being unemployed, I did try some of the online business suggestions, which were things like selling your services on Fiverr, which I did. I did that. But that was not sustainable. That was not going to make me the money that I needed to actually survive off. So I kept on searching. And as luck would have it, or faith, if you believe in that, my housemate, who is 30 years my senior, great lady, invited me to this workshop. She had a spare guest ticket and she said, you know, why don't you come along? I paid for this course, the social media course. Come along with me and just check it out, you know, because I had mentioned to her that I wanted to do online business. So initially I was very skeptical, but I didn't voice my opinion to her. You know, I was just thinking, well, what in the world do I need to go to a social media workshop for? I know how Twitter works. I know how Facebook works. I don't need anyone to tell me to do that. And I literally thought that I was going to go and it's going to be just a huge sales pitch of, or buy my course or whatever it is, right? And I went either way. I, you know, had nothing better to do on that weekend, so I went. And plus I was stuck. I had no idea how to proceed, you know. There was no way in it for me to make money. So I went to this workshop and, again, still skeptical, sat down and I was pretty opposed. I was ready to oppose any view that this man was going to throw at me. Eventually, as the workshop began and he started laying the foundation of the course, he really went into a mindset that you have for you to achieve success. And it isn't something that I had considered before. I just thought that, you know, since I wanted to start my own business, it was good enough. It was a good enough mindset to set me apart from all my other colleagues who just wanted to climb the ladder. And the reality is that it isn't. You know, saying that I wanted to start a business with no action plan of how to do it, except the traditional means of, you know, save up all the money and then rent a shop out, sell some stuff and hope that you don't go bankrupt within 5 years, as the statistics have shown. So this guy was talking about mindset, and he also showed us strategies using social media platforms, you know, your Twitter, your Facebook. And he showed us how to make money. And it was so insanely simple that I got so angry at myself. I thought, hold on. You really are making money of just posting Facebook ads to deliver it to your page and then to sell them something. Are you being serious? What? How can you wait? I spend all my free time on Twitter, all my free time on Instagram, and I have never come across this. And you're telling me, you, an older man, older than me, who I would not have thought, who I would not have thought spent any time on Twitter, is telling me that he makes money and he had made millions up to that date on using Facebook, using Twitter as his platform. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, the simplicity of that strategy, it was, I could do it. You didn't need a degree to accomplish it. But for me, the biggest mind shift was that it opened my eyes to a different way of thinking. It made me question everything. It made me question the beliefs that my parents taught me, which is, you know, go to school, get an education, get a job. It made me question all of their advice on money. I mean, if you think about it, why are we taking advice from our parents, if they themselves are struggling in money?
It doesn't make sense, does it? It's like taking weight loss advice from your fat friend. It doesn't make sense at all. This weekend had been incredible. It was, wow. It was honestly incredible. And the only way I could describe it was, if I could get my words right. The only way I could describe it is if you were in a Matrix film and like your eyes have just been opened. I was offered the blue pill or the red pill, and I had decided to open my eyes to this new world. And here I was, learning a different perspective, learning different ways to make money. Not finally understanding that there's actually a way for me to make money without putting so much risk, that risk being a huge amount of capital, into a business and then it failing 5 years down the line. There was a way for me to put lower capital involved. And I mean, you could get started with £100 realistically and make a huge amount of return. You know, I mean, after my eyes were opened, I went back to my friend and I said to her, oh my gosh, guess what I learned this weekend? Guess what I've been doing? And I was babbling on about it. Like, this is what we need to do. We need to start doing this. We need to start doing ads. We need to start selling our services to businesses. Why in the world aren't we doing it? What in the world is wrong with us? No, we need to start making money online. And she was just looking at me. She didn't get it. She understood the words, but she didn't get how is it possible to make this amount of money. I had begun to make a plan. And my plan consisted more of a shift in mindset rather than actually starting on social media platforms. And the reason is because this guy that led the workshop had taught me a way to think of money in a different way. He saw opportunity to make money in everything. He had his hand in every single pie. He knew how to make money. So it was a man I respected, and it was a man that I wanted to take advice from. So the first thing that I did was, as he recommended, was I had more control over my finances. And to do that, I had opened up a bunch of more bank accounts and I split my money. My monthly income was split. So what I did was I had about 55% of my monthly income go to one bank account. And that was simply for my necessities, for my rent, for my bills, my phone bill, anything that I needed, food shopping and all of that, necessities, it's in the word, right? Then I had another 10% of my monthly income go into something called long-term savings, which is, it's kind of like your ISA account. It's where you can get some sort of return, which I know in this environment is very, very low. And then I had another 10% account, which was kind of my rainy day account. If anything happened, I would fall back into this account for any funds that I needed. And then I moved on to 10% of my monthly income went to my education. So that was any books that I needed to buy towards my online business, any courses that I needed to take that I planned and I budgeted for those books. So it wasn't just spontaneous spending, it was planned for. And then I had a 10% of my monthly income go to fun. Yeah, fun being spa day, being trying on new restaurants, clothes, doing basically whatever the heck I want with that 10%, going on holiday, whatever. And the final 5% was to give back, to help others, which, if I'm honest with you guys, it's always a struggle for me to give 5% every single month, because you always think that you don't have enough to help other people. But in reality, you actually do. So it's something that I'm definitely working on. So I became obsessed with this whole new world, and I started researching everything. I bought a bunch of books. I read everything on this online business. I implemented things. So I had Excel spreadsheets with detailed level of, I had a timetable detailing hour by hour what I was going to do, minute by minute what I was going to do. I would wake up at 4:30 in the morning, go to gym by 5, come back by around 7-ish, leave, shower, have breakfast, leave around 7:45 to go catch my train, be at my client site around 8:30 in the morning, and then have a half an hour to read my personal emails. It was all scheduled. And this went on for about a month, you know, and after a month, I kind of reviewed my goals and realized I had achieved nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. All I had done was be busy. All I had done was become tired and restless, but I had actually achieved nothing productive. You can be busy, but it doesn't mean you're productive. So I had to go back to the thinking board. And I had to just ask, why in the world am I not being productive? I don't understand. Like, I've been on the go, on the move for a whole month, and you're telling me I haven't achieved nothing. The problem that I found was that for me, and this is specific to me, these timetables that I had constructed myself were way too restrictive. I could not achieve it. Like, there was no point in that timetable where I scheduled time to do what I like to do, to have fun, to relax. There was absolutely no time. My weekends were packed with doing online business stuff. And usually I just stressed out about it and never did it. So I needed a new way to actually achieve what I wanted to do. And the way I did it was to basically delete all my spreadsheets. It was to absolutely wipe it out. I had nothing, absolutely nothing in my day-to-day anymore. I did not want any to-do lists. I just wanted to go by ear. You know, as what I would wake up in the weekends whenever I wanted to. I would do whatever I wanted, which is very much against everything that these gurus I had read about tell me to do. But I realized that this is what is going to work for me. Why? Because I no longer had a restriction on my life. There was nothing and no one, not even myself, telling me what to do. It was just, if you want to do it, you'll get it done. So if you want to go gym, you'll go to the gym. Which is very kind of weird. And I would not suggest that you would do it if you're already that kind of person where you don't normally have a schedule. If you do normally have a schedule and you're finding it very difficult, try just removing the schedule. Try removing it. So, for example, today I spent the best part of my Saturday doing, I had a home spa day and I enjoyed it. I loved it. I did my hair, did my nails. I absolutely loved it. It was heavenly. And then afterwards, I went on my laptop and did some work for 2 to 3 hours. I had absolutely no plan to do that. I just did it, which is my point. That I'm the sort of person that whenever I have restriction, whenever I feel that I'm not having the best time of my life, that I go rogue. I go against everything, meaning that I don't accomplish anything. So for me, I had to find a balance between all the areas of my life. So yes, I needed to budget. Yes, I needed to make money. Yes, I needed to start a business, but I also included fun as an area of my life that I needed to implement. I needed to spend time with my friends. I needed to do that for me to feel balanced, for me to actually be productive. The point of all of this is to really say that there is a different mindset out there than what you are used to. And usually this mindset comes from hanging around people that aren't like yourself. If you hang around people that are like you, it's just going to be the same old mindset, the same old beliefs, and you're just going to go on the blind leading the blind. Which is why I needed to take myself out of that situation, which for me was a workshop, and go to a place where it was introduced to me. There was a different way of thinking. There was a different way of making money, that I didn't have to go the traditional route, which is a certified failure. As statistics would show that 90% of small businesses would fail in the first 5 years. Instead of going down that route, having a complete transformation in the way I think about money, in the way I think of success. And it's important that every single person goes through that for themselves and discovers something completely different. And you only do that once you step out of your comfort zone, once you step out of what you have come to know. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I will see you on the next one. Thank you for listening.